Pinkies up. What time is it?
It's time to spill. Okay, sippers, grab your teacups because it's time to spill.
But this time, Mallory gets to spill and I am off the hook and I am so grateful.
I'm scared.
I'm glad I got mine over with, so have fun, bitch. Here we go. It's time to spill. Mallory, Mallory, Mallory. Miss Mallory.
Oh,
everybody
no.
Here wants to know all about you. So I got a few questions. She hasn't heard any of these. So
hit me with it.
Mallory, why don't you start us off with just giving us your life story. A little rundown.
Okay.
Childhood to now. What you've done with your life. Spill the tea.
Okay. So I grew up in a little town called Syracuse, Utah. Out west, there really wasn't a whole lot out there growing up. I mean, there was neighborhoods, but it's like booming now.
Is there a lot going out there right now?
Yeah, it's booming now.
Oh, I have not been out there.
Yeah. I am the oldest of four siblings. So it's me and then my brother Jackson. And then I have another brother named Gage. He's iconic. And then Miranda, who's the baby.
I love Miranda, but Gage is coming on the podcast.
Yeah,
people.
We need Gage.
I'm dragging him here by his little heels. We are getting him on this podcast. He's an icon.
He literally loves his heels. I love him so much. But yes, I was the oldest growing up. And if you're the oldest, you know that, well, maybe this isn't the case for everybody. But for me, I felt like my parents were so strict with me. And then now, fast forward to Miranda, my parents could give two craps about what she did with her life. Seriously, they're like, you're the fourth, we are done.
No, the baby of the family definitely has the easiest. No, same with our family.
So annoying.
100%.
But look at how we're shaped today. And then I attended Clearfield High School. I loved it. Had some super awesome friends there. I cheered. It was so fun. I miss cheering so much. Mainly just the physical activity of it all, you know, like tumbling and football games. It was so much fun. And then graduated in 2016 and went to...
Wait, you graduated in 2016?
Yes.
I am so old.
When did you graduate?
I don't know, but I mean, I do know. It just like shocks my world when I like remember sometimes how much younger you are than me.
Yeah.
2016. I graduated in 2011.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
I guess we were still in the same decade.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
You're making me feel
That's
old.
So funny. So graduated in 2016 and went to Weber State University.
The Wildcats.
I was living at home, just stayed home, saved money. I was working as a dental assistant and I loved that job. So much fun. And I had my first like four semesters, like my very first year with one of my best friends. And it was so much fun. Just having literally every single class together.
Dude, college days were the
best. It was.
Best.
I don't feel like I really got the college experience, though. Like, you went to Utah State. Like, you had the experience of moving away. And I literally was still in Syracuse, Utah, you know? So, in that sense, I'm like, I wish I had the opportunity to move away. But it was so much fun having my best friend with me. And then after that year, let's see. Yes. I got married at 19 years old.
Shut the hell up. I forget you were so, I mean, and just as I'm sitting here telling you how young you are now, I forget you got married so young.
Literally the next year, got married at 19 years old.
I feel like that should be illegal.
Illegal.
I mean, honestly, I feel like you shouldn't get married until you're at least 25.
No, but I fully agree.
19, you were a baby. Alisa, why did you let
really
her do that? I'm just kidding.
I thought I had it all figured out, you guys. My hell. Was married for 5 years and then got divorced and I moved home for a few months just to recoup, you know, and then moved back out again that August, which was like the best thing. I was like, get me out of this house. Okay. And then I moved back out of my parents' house that August and met my cutie boyfriend. I love him so much. He is an angel on this earth.
I'm sorry. How did you meet him?
Kristen and Maddie. Thank you.
I actually have a talent for like matchmaking people. Is that what you would say?
Yeah.
So as soon as I knew that you were getting divorced, I was like, queen.
She had my back and it is going well.
I'm so happy.
So far, so good. I love him to death. But yeah, up until this point, I just started an aesthetics apprenticeship with Kristen. It has been so much fun doing brows and facials and eyelashes, all the things. I just am loving it. I work a corporate job and I'm like, I just need something that feels like me, you know?
Yeah, you are not a corporate girly.
No.
I remember when you got the job and you were like excited about the corporate fits and you were like,
the fits.
You were
the fits.
You were like channeling in that corporate fashion.
Oh, yeah.
But then, bitch, you work from home. You aren't wearing any of those fits.
No, I am like, roll out of bed in my pink robe every single day. And just
the fact that you have a meeting tomorrow at 6 a.m. tells me everything we need to know about that job.
Yes, exactly. So I'm
it's time to quit. It's time to spill. It's time to quit.
Mm-hmm. It's time to quit. Hopefully they're not listening to us. But yes, I just needed something that felt more like me, which I do own Simply Jade. I love that. I've done that for 4 years and it is. It's my outlet. It's my creative hobby and I love it so much. It's been so great. But also really like realistically want to be my own boss, you know, make my own schedule, not have meetings at 6 a.m.
Oh, yes.
Terrible. Anyway, so up until that point, that's what's going on in my life. Brief overview. And here we are.
And now you're busier than ever, but you're happier than ever.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy.
If my 21-year-old self could have a peek into my life right now.
Dude, if Kristen Dumas of January 2023 had a peek into Kristen Dumas of November 2023,
yeah.
She would die. Simply pass away.
Yeah. It's true.
So much can change in just a year, but like look at you from 21 to 26 today.
Yes. I know. It's amazing.
Seriously, so crazy. Okay. Next question. Who is your biggest fashion icon or where do you find the most inspo for your like personal fashion?
I feel like I don't really have one person that I think I follow. You know what I mean? I mean, Hailey Bieber, I love her style. Who doesn't? But I feel like Pinterest. Like, I just love Pinterest. There's so much good inspo on there. And I feel like I'll just scroll through.
You are such
and
a Pinterest
like,
whore.
Yes, I really am.
Never get on that app.
No, I literally am. That's where I get all my inspo. But I feel like a lot of it comes from within. A lot of...
She was born with it. You heard it here first.
Baby, it's Maybelline. Yeah, she was born with it. A lot of it, I just wear what I love. You know what I mean? Whether it's trending, whether it's not, I just wear what I want to wear.
And you always look like a damn icon.
Thanks,
literally
dude.
Literally best fashion.
Thanks. But Pinterest, to answer your question.
Next question. What is something in your life that you regret not doing sooner?
Trusting myself.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Just trusting myself in the sense of knowing that I don't have to live a certain way. You know what I mean? If I'm not happy and I don't like the way my life is going, I have the power to change that.
Damn.
Yeah.
That was powerful, Mal. I'm like going to get a little teary-eyed over here.
Yeah. So really just trusting myself. And like, I was so naive. I mean, the most naive girl. You live in this bubble. You know what I mean? But really like trusting myself and being like, it's okay. Everything's going to be okay.
And look at you now. Yeah. You've proved that.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that. I feel like there's a little more tea to that, but I'm sure we'll get into it later. We'll
dive in.
Okay. What? Let's see. Next question. Okay. I feel like this is an easy one.
Mm-hmm.
Next question. Take us through your current morning routine.
Excuse me. I don't have a morning routine.
Relatable.
You see these girls on TikTok that are like, I wake up and I take a sip of my Stanley drink on my nightstand and then I get up and I do my skincare. No, bitch. I roll out of bed, I throw my hot pink robe on and I log into my Teams, you know, Outlook Teams, like Zoom.
I don't even know
Skype.
What that is.
I open my laptop to my meetings for the day.
That's 6 a.m.
I don't brush my teeth yet. I don't brush my hair. I grab my laptop off of my nightstand and I open it for my meetings for the day.
Oh my gosh. Honestly.
I could probably really be thriving if I would change that. Maybe that's a goal. Maybe that's an up and coming goal. But right now I am straight up just rolling out of bed, dude.
No, I think that's relatable.
Yeah.
I don't have a morning routine either.
Okay. Good to know.
What would you say to someone or like what advice would you give to someone who is in an unhappy relationship? Whether that's marriage, a friendship.
I think it just goes back to how does that person make you feel? Are they booing you up in life or are they literally just dragging you down? I think it's really hard to look at the, you know, full picture. but to really be like, I think I'll be okay without this person in my life. And like, how much happier could I be on the other side of this, even though it is so hard to see the bigger picture. But the second that you can cut somebody so toxic out of your life like that, hi, speaking from experience,
I can also relate.
Yeah. The way your life will just completely change when you are just so secure with yourself and with your happiness and, you know, everything that comes along with that. It's really just, again, trusting yourself, you know? And if you are just being completely dragged down to the depths of hell, you don't deserve to be there. Yeah. No. Everybody deserves happiness. Everybody deserves to find love. Everybody deserves to, you know, be their best self. And when you have people in your life that aren't giving that to you and you can notice that in your day to day, it's time to make a change.
Preach. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. All of the above. I love that. Well, kind of along that lines for the next question, what was something that you were concerned about before getting divorced that has been better than you thought?
How happy I would be.
Really?
Yeah. I literally was like, I'm never going to find love ever again. Mainly just because of the way I was feeling in my relationship. And if I, again, if my 21-year-old self could like just take a peek into the future, I mean, how nice would that be? Just to see how happy I would be now, like that, I would have flipped the switch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you wouldn't have had to endure all of those years. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Lessons have been learned through all of our hardships, haven't they?
Yes.
Okay, that was a good answer. Wait, I feel like your interview has been kind of deep. You've been like getting really personal. Jeez, with us here. Please. Let's laugh a little bit. I want to hear what your most embarrassing moment is.
Oh no.
I don't think I know this.
I don't think you do either.
Oh no. I'm excited.
Kristen, you guys, this happened over the summer.
Wait, and I don't know this?
No. I don't know if I told you.
Okay, tell me now. Time to spill.
This is so embarrassing, you guys. I haven't even told the people that like I was with that it happened, because so they don't know about it. But like for me, like knowing that this happened and like I immediately told my boyfriend after, like knowing that he knows this too, is just so embarrassing. Okay, let me just preface, I am not a hiking girly. Please, I would rather jump off a cliff than go hiking. I can do like mile in, mile out. But my boyfriend's family over the summer invited me to go hiking with them. Eight miles. Okay.
I was already
dying on the inside, but I love them to death. I love spending time with them. So I just like bucked up, you know, you just do it.
You can love spending time with someone and not do it eight miles on a hike in the wilderness. No, if there's one thing that me and Mallory have like related on and bonded over, it is the fact that we both hate hiking.
Yeah. And running. Mm-hmm. No. Anyway, so we go on this hike and it is beautiful. It's seriously so beautiful. But I'm like, you guys, you have a designated babysitter for the next time you do this, because I will never be attending again. I'm so sorry. I love you all. And they're like, oh, it's fine, whatever. So we are like all starving. We've just been on this huge long hike. And we go to Pizzeria Limon. So yummy. Yum,
smash.
And I was like, I have to go to the bathroom really bad. So
IBS whatever. Queen.
Yeah, I'm like, fine, whatever. So I just go to the bathroom. Everybody's eating their food. And I like go in, do my thing. The toilet won't flush.
Is it like stalls?
No, it's just like one bathroom. Uh-huh. Like one unisex bathroom.
No.
Okay.
No.
The toilet won't flush and there is poop in this toilet. Okay. Like a log, you guys.
No, I don't need details.
Yeah, we're cutting that out.
No, you're not.
And I'm like pushing the thing and it won't go down, and I push it again and it's like literally there's no water. So I take the back of the tank off. I'm like, there's no water in the tank.
At Pizzeria Limon?
Yes. There is no.
You became the plumber. Yes. You were going to solve the problem. Yes. The way I would have just left and left the restaurant.
Oh my gosh. It was so bad. There was no water in the tank. Like, and I didn't know what to do. And so
a plumber.
I just like took a bunch of toilet paper and just covered the poop and hoped that nobody was going to go in there.
You clogged the toilet and, like, even worse.
Yeah. I didn't want somebody to go in and have to stare at that.
Well, they're going to smell it. You clogged it even worse. You made the problem worse. Okay, keep going.
So then I like had the thought, I'm like, should I lock this door behind me so nobody can get back in? But then I was like, just because I was so like, we were the only ones in the restaurant. I was like, what if somebody in his family goes in behind me?
Oh no.
You know what I mean? How horrendous. So I didn't lock it, and I went back out, and like by the time I'm walking out, I'm laughing so hard to myself. I like look at my boyfriend and I have tears in my eyes, but like not that I'm gonna cry, but that because I'm laughing so hard of what had just happened. And he's like, "What just happened?" And so I told him, and then like by this point the tears were streaming out my eyes because I was laughing so hard that I literally just left that in the toilet. And his brother-in-law looks over and he's like, "I'm not even gonna ask." And I was like, "Please don't, please don't ask what just happened." So as of late, that was like my most embarrassing thing, because something like that really has never happened to me.
But nobody went in after you?
I don't know. I know his mom went to the bathroom, but let's hope that she didn't go in that one, because there was another one just right next to it. There was only two.
Oh, Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Damn.
So that was really embarrassing for me.
Okay. I think my embarrassing story was a little bit worse. I'm just kidding. No, that is bad. I am just impressed that you took the top off the toilet and you were going to become a plumber.
I straight up was.
To solve the problem.
I really was.
Impressive. Impressive.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I have another really embarrassing
one. Oh, my gosh. Spill. Spill.
You guys, this is so bad. I literally only told my boyfriend and my mom this too.
Quit. Kate, let's stop right now. Why are you holding out on stories from me?
Maybe you know this. Maybe you don't. Okay.
Don't ever do this to me again.
Okay, I'm so sorry. So we're at Miranda's softball game. And we're down in Salt Lake. And I had to go change my tampon. Okay. I was on my period. So I went to the bathroom and like... I always flush my tampons.
Oh, I do too.
Okay.
Are you not supposed to?
Well, in some places, I don't think you are supposed to.
Yeah, when it's like a septic tank.
Yeah, but I literally always flush my tampons. And so I like changed my tampon and all was well. And I stood up to flush the toilet with my foot. And like, obviously, it started to go down, but my tampon would not go down through the hole. And it had like already expanded, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, what do I do? Like, somebody's literally, why is it always the bathrooms? Like, somebody's going to walk in this stall behind me and see my tampon in this toilet. So I was like, I reached my hand in the toilet and pulled the tampon out of the toilet
you
hole.
You did
in a public
not.
Bathroom. Like, the ratchet ones that are, like, at parks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I am going to vomit.
Kristen, yeah.
Mallory, I am not a germaphobe. You know me.
No, yeah.
I will use any bathroom. I'll go on a porta potty. I don't care. I sit right on the toilet. I am like not a germaphobe at all.
No.
You put your hand in.
I did.
You were doing the Lord's work. Mallory.
So I really was just trying to think of how I could be a good civilian, a good citizen. And
that's the time when I think how I can be the biggest bitch and get myself out of there and leave it.
Yeah.
You put your hand in.
I did. I put my hand in there and threw it in the trash, and I wanted to burn my hand off after, so that was also really embarrassing.
But, like, it was a park bathroom. Did they even have, like...
trash cans?
No. Well, yeah, trash cans, but, like, I feel like they're always out of soap or, like, paper towels or...
No, luckily they did have soap. Oh, so I scrubbed them, like, 30 times, and then I went and got, hand sanitizer from my mom after, even. It was bad.
Bless Elise's heart for having that hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is disgusting.
Anywho...
Can I just say that I'm jealous that your embarrassing moments have all happened in the privacy of your...
Yeah.
The bathroom yourself.
But, like, in my mind, it was so embarrassing, you know? Nobody else had to witness it, unless the people that I told about.
Until right now when you're spilling it. Yeah. Now we all have to hear it.
Yeah.
No, that is bad. That is bad. You go, queen. Okay, well, I think that's all the questions that I had for you.
Perfect.
So I feel like we had a really good deep dive into who you are. Oh, that was good. I think it's time to pour the teapot.
Let's pour the teapot.
Here we go.
Worst dating story.
I have so many.
Kristen.
I have so many. Which one should I tell?
Pick your best.
No, I have so many bad dating stories. I feel like that's like going to be a theme throughout this podcast. So you guys are going to be able to hear all of these.
It's so funny.
Okay, this has to be the worst.
Give it to us.
I go on this date with this kid. It's just like, it's like late. It's probably like 9 o'clock at night or something. So it's like, let's just go. Oh, he was like, let's go grab drinks. And I was like, I don't drink. I was like, I'll drink like a Dr. Pepper. And he's like, hey, do you want to go to Swig? I'm like, sure. That sounds fun. Quick, easy, whatever. So we go to Swig. Well, I get in his car. He's got like a really nice car. Like off to a good start. He's got like a nice Range Rover. It's like pristinely clean. He doesn't have kids, obviously. So it's like just sparkling. He is like telling me about his job, all his money he has. I'm like, wow, okay. kind of a slave. You go, king. He's like kind of funny, whatever. Then he's like starts getting like kind of like a negative connotation about everything that he's saying, like about his job, about anything he's like bringing up. It's like just like
in a negative
just
way,
like downing. Yeah. I'm like, wow, you're like not really the vibe. Okay, whatever. So we go to Swig. He starts dogging on Swig. I'm like,
excuse me, Swig is superior.
Well, he's like, I don't drink soda. I'm like, okay, well, they have cookies. They have pretzels. Yeah. They the mini chocolate chip cookies are freaking fire. Like, they have other stuff. No, he decides to get he got like a Coke with like coconut cream and pineapple. That's literally what it was.
Oh.
Smash. That is so good. Okay.
Yeah.
I get a Fighter, which is freaking bomb. Sparkling water, sugar-free, all these different flavors, whatever. It's so good. So I am just like sipping my little Fighter. I am enjoying every minute of it. He takes a sip of his Coca-Cola with coconut cream and pineapple. And he's like, ew, that tastes like toothpaste. I'm like, okay, no, it doesn't. It tastes like a freaking pina colada and a Coca-Cola. Like, smash. Okay. So he's just like negative complaining, whatever. We're sitting in the car. All of a sudden, to my little eyes, do I see this most massive puff of smoke. I'm like, did you just vape in the car? He was like, yeah. I'm like, okay, well, like, don't do that in front of me. We're on a first date. We're 10 minutes in.
Like, no shade to people that vape. But
a little bit of shade. Don't do that in front of me in the car on our first date. I'm like, do not do that in front of me. And he was like, okay, sorry. Whatever.
Yeah.
We're talking. I'm over. I'm like, what? Like, what? If you want to vape, do your thing. But like, I don't want you doing that in front of me on a first date in the car.
Yeah. Okay?
So then we're just chatting. All of a sudden, he goes, he uses the words, ugh, I got to take a piss.
Oh, excuse me?
I said, I'm sorry, what? He's like, ugh, I just got to take a piss. I'm like, I'm sure they have a bathroom.
Yeah. Go in and take a piss if you need to.
If you need to use the restroom, if you need to like take use a tinkle, like use literally any other word besides I gotta take a piss. I was like, wow, you're charming. And he was like, are you joking? I'm like,
yes,
obviously I'm joking. So I'm like, oh, I'm sure they have a bathroom. And he was like, I don't want to go in there. I'm like, what the hell do you have against Swig? Okay, fine. There's a gas station over there. Let's drive to the gas station. We drive to the gas station. He goes in. He takes his piss. He comes back out. We're chit chatting. All of a sudden, he literally looks at me out of the corner of my eye. I can tell. I'm not looking at him, but I can tell. I can see what he's doing out of my peripherals. He looks at me out of the corner of his eye, turns his head, grabs his turquoise little vape again. Another huge ass puff of smoke goes off. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I literally just told you not to do that. And he was like, what? You're joking. I was like, no, I just told you not to do that in front of me, and you just did it 5 minutes later.
Yeah.
And he was like, come on, what? He goes, it's guava. I don't care what the hell flavor you chose.
It's guava.
Guava, no, come on. I mean, at least choose raspberry. Guava, gross.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't care what freaking flavor you chose. I just told you not to do it in front of me. You're doing it again 5 minutes later. Like, no. I was like,
that's so bad.
You can take me back to my car now.
That's hilarious.
I hate to admit, he was also the boy that kissed like a turtle that I told him
last. Oh, shut up. There we have it, folks.
He was the turtle.
He's a real winner. Who knows where that man is at
Oh,
now.
But then, so then when I was leaving, I was like, you could just tell he was like kind of pissed.
Mm-hmm.
I freaking told him not to vape. He's mad that I'm leaving early, whatever. Freaking kissed horribly. So when I'm leaving, I'm like, okay, whatever, I'll see you later. I drive home. I'm like, when I get home, I'm like, should I? Normally they text you like, hey, did you get home safe?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. I'm like, should I shoot him a text and be like, hey, got home safe? And I'm like, you know what? That man does not care whether I lived or died.
Yeah.
I go and I check the app. I hadn't even made it home safely before he had already unmatched me. I'm like, I'm sorry. Kristen. You have a problem with me?
Yeah.
You unmatched with me?
Excuse me. Bad.
So bad. So yeah, needless to say, I could have gotten a car accident and died, and he literally could give two shits. He did not care.
Oh my god. Okay, well, goodbye. I'm happy he's gone.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, to make matters worse, he did not look like his pictures.
Oh, like, so you got catfished at the same time?
Yes, I definitely did. When I saw him, I was like, okay, it's time to update your pictures on the apps.
Oh no.
Which it's like, he wasn't like ugly or whatever. He was fine, but it was like just not the same picture that he mm-hmm. was. It was not the same man that came out that was posting yeah. in the pictures.
We need to do a dating story submission. I think we could get a lot of really funny bad dating stories.
Oh yeah, we definitely could.
Yeah.
And I have enough stories to fill the episode.
Yeah.
If we don't get enough submissions. Yeah. So that was my worst one. Okay, let's hear yours.
I really haven't had like a bad date. Well, one time in high school, it was one of the dances, and we had eaten at Chili's that night.
Is this before the IBS dance? Bathroom story?
Oh, kind of not really. And it was our high school preference. And so we had eaten at Chili's, and I ate the shrimp linguine pasta at dinner, I think is what it was. Like a Cajun
yeah, pasta. Yeah. Ooh, smash. I get that every single time.
Kristen, I got food poisoning. I will never go back to Chili's ever again because I got food poisoning.
No.
Yes. So, like, we went to the dance and everything, but it didn't hit me until the after party. And we were, like, all hanging out. And I was like, I'm literally going to throw up. Like, it was only, like, 10 p.m., too. 10:30. Oh. I was like, I'm going to throw up. And so I was in the bathroom for so long. Like, the boys in our group were knocking on the door asking if I was okay. And I'm like, no, I'm not okay. Go away. First
leave
off.
Me alone.
So I felt so bad. I had to go up to my date and be like, we have to go home. Like, you have to take me home because I'm unwell. I'm so sorry, but I'm unwell. And at the time, my dad had this really nice Audi and he let me take it to the dance. Because it was girl's choice, you know.
Yeah.
So, obviously, I drove whatever. And we started driving home, and I was, like I started getting the tinglies in my mouth. You know, like, when your mouth waters and you're going to throw up. And, like, my vision was starting to go blurry, and I was, like, I pulled over. I was, like, you have to drive. Like, I'm going to crash us. And I was, like, but don't tell my dad that you're driving his dad's car. Like, I was so concerned that this guy was going to wreck my dad's car. Anyway, so... All in all, I just got really sick on that date, and it was really sucky, and I had to make us leave the dance early. It was so sad.
That is so sad, especially, like, in high school. Like, you literally live for those nights.
Oh, for sure.
Also, the saddest part about this is you're never going back to Chili's.
Yeah, I will never go back to Chili's.
I will smash Chili's any night of the week.
Oh, my hell, Kristen.
No, literally, that's, like, when my family's, like, picking a restaurant, it's, like, Chili's.
What the hell is wrong with you?
You guys want to go out to eat Chili's? Chili's chips and salsa?
I do like their chips and salsa.
Molten lava cake? Yeah. Cajun chicken pasta?
So bad. I got food poisoning.
Let's go back. Let's.
Yeah, maybe we need to go back.
Let's redeem it for you.
Okay.
Okay, well, that was so fun to interview Mal and to let all the sippers hear more about who is Mallory Mansfield, the icon that you are.
Thanks, Queen.
So, yeah, everybody get ready for the next time that we spill the tea, our next tea sip and sesh. And until then, peace out.